This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Obama's bus tour rolled into Virginia this afternoon after a day and a half in North Carolina. Mr. Obama has been using the tour to promote his jobs plan and to criticize an alternative plan put forward by Senate Republicans. NPR's Scott Horsley has been traveling with the president.
Another day, another diner. This afternoon, Mr. Obama stopped into Reed's House Restaurant in Reedsville, North Carolina. He bypassed the special, spaghetti and Texas toast, in favor of a cheeseburger and sweet tea.
This is Reed himself.
The shirt-sleeved president seems to be enjoying himself. He told an audience in Jamestown this morning, North Carolina has a special brand of Southern hospitality.
People are just gracious and kind. Even the folks who don't vote for me are nice to me.
And make no mistake, Mr. Obama has encountered plenty of folks who didn't vote for him as his custom bus rolled through the midsection of the state, where the hardwood furniture business has taken a beating and unemployment is high. At a high school rally to promote his jobs plan in Wilkes County last night, Mr. Obama said he doesn't want to limit himself to liberal enclaves like Asheville or Chapel Hill.
You know, people tell me this is kind of a Republican area, so why would you come here instead of going to where there are a whole lot of Democrats? I said, look, this is an American Jobs Act. It's not the Democratic Jobs Act. It's not the Republican Jobs Act. It's the American Jobs Act. We need to pass it.
But in fact, there is a competing Republican jobs plan offered up by a group of GOP senators. Mr. Obama's 2008 opponent, John McCain, detailed that plan in a news conference last week.
Obviously, President Obama has his plan. There is a dramatic difference between ours and his because President Obama and my friends on the other side of the aisle in the Senate believe that they can create jobs through government spending. We believe that we can create jobs through growth.
The Republican growth strategy, which many of the GOP presidential candidates have also adopted, relies heavily on lower tax rates, expanded domestic energy production, and the reduction or elimination of government regulations. Mr. Obama has been taking direct aim at those ideas throughout his bus trip.
And here's what the plan boils down to. We're going to gut environmental regulations. We're going to drill more. We're going to roll back Wall Street reform, and we're going to repeal health care reform. Now, that's a plan, but it's not a jobs plan.
The White House has repeatedly cited private economists who say the president's plan would do more to encourage job growth in the short run than the GOP alternative. Mr. Obama told supporters in Jamestown this morning, ultimately, it's up to them to decide.
I think more teachers in the classroom is a jobs plan. More construction workers rebuilding our schools is a jobs plan. Tax cuts for small business owners and working families is a jobs plan. That's the choice we face.
Mr. Obama says he's bent over backwards to cooperate with Republicans, and they have found some common ground, including a trio of free trade bills the president set to sign later this week. But this bus tour is less about fostering cooperation than drawing bright lines between the parties, lines that will likely only deepen between now and next November. Scott Horsley, NPR News, traveling with the president.